Welcome back to Sports Day. 133-882 is our number if you'd like to join us on the open line. 0487-999-882 via the text. And let's get inside our West Coast Eagles. Time to dig deep on Sports Day with Digger West and Jack Redden, who we did speak to after the game on Sunday, reaching a wonderful milestone. 250-game milestone is nothing to be sneezed at. Jack, nice to chat again, mate. And congratulations, by the way. A sensational effort, mate. I know it's spread across two clubs, 7 years that you spent up there at the Brizzy Lions, but getting a premiership and what you play for in this game is a bloody hard thing to do.
It is, mate. Yeah, thanks, Carl. Obviously didn't get the win on the weekend, which we're chasing every week, but it was a special week to do with the fam, and now I've actually reached it. Looking back, special to reflect on in the future, and it's a good weekend.
Yeah, hopefully you get some players back for this weekend's match against the Giants, Jack. It's early in the week, of course, but some talk that Andrew Gaff, Shannon Hearn, not far away, and Luke Shuey in the mix as well. You just need some experience. You need some talent. You need some bodies.
We do, yes. It's good those boys are getting close. I dare say they'll be in the mix. Got a main training on Thursday, so if they get through that, it'll be great to have their experience back in the lineup. And we need them at the moment, so I'll be looking forward to seeing how they go on Thursday.
Jack, tell us, you've been at the club when they've had the highs of 218 and in contention, as opposed to now where it's, I suppose, in many ways, a fight for survival. How do you turn up for work each day with the same level of enthusiasm as when you are, when you know you're a chance to go deep in September?
Yeah, it's been frustrating for the club, mate. We've obviously had a few little setbacks, whether it be injury, COVID, all the stuff that's sort of unfolded this year. So it is frustrating, but I think internally the last few weeks have been really positive around the club. And the reality is we're sitting on the bottom of the ladder and we need to grow and we need to improve each week. So we've got to front up with a good attitude every week and every session. So the boys are actually really working really hard, which is good. And we're having some small wins throughout the week, but unable to get the score on the board to get the W at the moment. But we're putting things in place and hopefully we can grow on them and we get some better results in the end of the year. Back into the year.
Now you missed the round two clash against North Melbourne when we saw some unprecedented scenes. I think there were 14 changes from the week before, which is an AFL record. I don't know whether you got COVID that week, but how have the boys been generally afterwards, mate? I mean, because we hear varying levels of, you know, tiredness and fatigue and all of these elements that are associated with the virus. So, do you think that that's still having a part, given that you've had different players go down week in, week out, pretty much still up until the moment?
It's a hard one to get a read on it. I think going off GPS numbers, that's probably the only data you can really go off. But I think typically they have been a little bit lower, or the sprint number's been a bit lower. But individually it's so different, so it's hard to get a read on it. But personally, my symptoms weren't too much, but I just felt really lethargic for a few weeks. You're just not quite as sharp in the head. But it's depending on when you get it. If you get it on a Thursday and then you miss that week and you go straight into a game that following week, it can be worse, but if you can flush it out with a full week of training, maybe that helps. I'm not sure. But personally, I just felt really lethargic for a couple of weeks and probably wasn't as sharp in the head and wasn't with it as much.
Given your seniority, because let's face it, you were one of the most senior players that played on the weekend, and I know that you want to help guide because that's just the sort of character that you are. What do you think that you can do between now and the end of the season to make a difference, or what are you doing now to try and make a difference?
I think it's. I think we've all acknowledged we need to up our standards around the club, and we need to put a lot more time and emphasis in our craft and what we do each week. So we're just the stuff you can do without too much load through the legs, whether it be just working on your craft, doing a lot of ball in hand sort of stuff, game knowledge stuff with the reviewing and watching videotapes and that sort of stuff. That stuff that's not too taxing you can get away with during the season. So we've sort of ramped that sort of stuff up, and we're working really hard as a group, and some of the older boys and more experienced boys are trying to teach throughout the week along with the coaches. So we're putting things in place to hopefully get some good results for the back end of the year, and we probably will get some really handy additions over the back end of the year as well. So if we can get games into those sort of boys, keep doing what we're doing throughout the week, hopefully get the results come back end of the year.
Hey Jack, when it comes to the skill errors that have been made, the turnovers, the clangers, how much time after the match do you review those types of moments in a game? Or is it a case that you know on the day and you don't have to necessarily be tortured by going through each and every one again?
Yeah. When the boys and when you myself make those sort of fundamental mistakes, you know you've done it and you know they're probably coming up, but there's no point dwelling on those things. It's repetition, it's ball in hand, it's executing them within sessions under pressure. So that's experience, and the boys have just got to put themselves in situations where it is game-like pressure, and they just got to execute more consistently.
And Jack, is there a guy at the club that lightens the mood, be it a coach, be it a player, that, you know, it can be quite all-encompassing with the pressure and the scrutiny and the results that have been coming your way, but have you able to have a laugh and enjoy each other's company?
Yeah, we have, and that's important. You sit there with the sad face on every day, and every session it gets hard, and the pressure comes on. So there's a lot of boys around the club that are good for a laugh. Jakey Waterman's good at taking the piss out of himself. So he's always a good laugh. Matty Knights, our coach, new coaches, always sees quite a side of life. So they are refreshing, those sort of blokes around the club during tough times. So it's important we enjoy what we're doing every week and trying to get better, but you've got to be enjoying it at the same time.
Thanks very much for joining us tonight here on Sports Day, mate. Take care and good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it, lads. Thank you.
Good on you, Jack Redden. 250 games under his belt. Digging deep in what all great sports people do, just like the team at Digger West, the earth-moving attachment specialists. And right now, Skeet, there's no reason why he couldn't be leading West Coast fairest and best. To be perfectly honest, he's been one of their most consistent players, always gets his hands dirty, and probably other than the game against Port Adelaide, has pretty much been amongst the Eagles' best players in every game that he's played.
Yeah, it's a good question you pose, actually, when you said that, Carl. The Eagles, well, the John Worsfold medal, if you're to try and put down a list of players and who'd be leading it, it would take some work. And that's being honest as to who's been out there, for starters, and who's been a regular contributor. And there are very few players on the list that can tick both boxes. So he's one of those guys that when he's out there, you know that there's 100% effort. But, yeah, that's the fascinating element of this season so far, trying to find the players that have been out there for some minutes and the other ones that have actually been able to find some of the footy.
Yeah, well, initially Patrick Naish was going to not be playing, and then we had a late withdrawal at West Coast last week, so all of a sudden he got to play. So he is at the moment, Patrick Naish, the only player on the whole of the West Coast Eagles list that has played every single game this season, which is quite incredible, really, isn't it? Dial before you dig, the first essential step. If you want to have a dig at West Coast, or if you want to have a dig at anything else, you can do that straight after the break, or if something's hot for you, thanks to the Dardanelle Butchering Company's Taste of Dardanelle Valley Spring Lamb. You can call through next, 133 882 or 0487 999 882 on the text. Back soon.